I did do it again. Morning, everyone. Thought I had a musical draw. Right, we're all children of God this morning, so I want you to cast your minds back now to when you were children. Although you might still do it now. Have you ever played the game where you would think you were something else? If I were a car, you would describe yourself as a Ferrari or something like that. So you might have played that kind of a game where at some point you would describe yourself as something else, and probably within that group of things you would place yourself as something that was good to you or good in your eyes, something that was stand out above everything else within that group. Like if it was a motorbike, it would be the fastest motorbike that you could have. If it was a dinosaur, it would be the biggest and strongest dinosaur that you could be. Or maybe the most ferocious kind of dinosaur that you could be. I know Julie's been dressed up as a dinosaur, but I'm not quite sure what kind of a dinosaur she was. But today I'm going to talk a little bit about a verse that David wrote. Not that he was playing this game, but he described himself as a particular item. And in Psalms 52 verse 8, it says these words, "But I am like an olive tree, flourishing in the house of God. I trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever." So here we have a description of David's decision to be like an olive tree. Now, I don't know whether any of you are keen gardeners or keen horticulturists, ever that grow olive trees, maybe. Right. I don't know if you know what an olive tree particularly looks like. Yeah. You do? Yeah, twisted, not very attractive really, quite an ugly looking tree really.
But also very beautiful when the blossoms
are. Yeah. But if you was going to, say for example, play this game, would have you chosen an olive tree? You might have thought of the mighty oak, or maybe something of great stature, like a tall redwood, or maybe something which is quite a splendid and attractive tree, a maple tree, which are related to the aces, which quite a lot of us grow in as gardens and things like that. Quite colourful in the leaves, and an all-round attractive tree throughout the year. But an olive tree? An ugly, wrinkly, perhaps beautiful when it's blossoming, but overall in appearance-wise, not a very splendid tree or a very mighty tree. But David used this as a descriptive word of what he would be. "But I am like an olive tree." So I thought, well, let's look at it in Bible times. Now, in Bible times and in Scripture times, it was one of the most valuable trees. Throughout Scripture, it symbolizes quite a lot of things. It symbolizes value. It symbolizes prominence. It symbolizes peace. And a promise of better things to come. The olive tree was also known as a tree that persevered. It stood with great endurance under adverse conditions. The wild olive tree would grow in a very arid and dry conditions. It would be set out in a place where you would probably find no other things growing, and it would grow quite well. A man who is secure in God's presence is a symbol of God's power. Just recently, we looked at Peter, the rock, in the family service, and how that was a firm foundation. David here is using the olive tree to show the same. The olive tree can withstand the test of time. They're very strong and not easily moved. When David was comparing himself with an olive tree, he was declaring his faith and trust in God as the one who is enabling him to be strong. Not only to survive in whatever conditions he's in whatever is thrown in his path, but also to thrive, to bear fruit, no matter how much his enemies or things may pursue him, David was going to stand and stand firm. Earlier in this same scripture, this Psalm 52, it speaks of another, a hero, but one who is not rooted in God. Yes, he has strength. Yes, he is mighty. He may have height or splendor as the oak or as the redwood or as the maple, but he's not rooted in God. There's something missing. He's not the olive tree which David is showing his likeness to. David voiced through the symbolism of the olive tree his determination to grow in God's presence and live a life of faith, seeking only to fulfill the will of God and become his alone in whatever circumstances might stand in front of him. Whatever circumstances you're in your life, thinking yourself as the olive tree, as David did, can put you in a good place to be, firmly rooted, firmly dwelling in God's presence, in his Holy Spirit, which can empower you to stand as a mighty, flourishing, full of vitality that comes from no other place but from God and his unfailing love. In Scripture later on, it speaks of something that's amazing, that I find hard to understand, not being a gardener myself and not really liking gardening. If you look at my garden, I've got a plastic tree, but now my back garden's wood. And that comes from trees too, but you know, it's not a garden as such. But there's something amazing which is mentioned later in Scripture. And that is that with certain things, with certain plants, you can take something, a branch from one plant, and then graft it into another plant. And then that grafted branch will take hold. And from the roots and what's growing in the old plant will now sustain this branch. And not only that, it will make that branch flourish and have new life. Now, this is what I find amazing, is that you might think yourself as an oak tree. You might think yourself as that beautiful, splendid Acer or maple. You might think yourself as those mighty tall redwoods, and that being as such, you can stand firm, that you can stand firm and be strong. But as just as one of those trees, you might be lacking something. You might be lacking that firm anchor, that strong root system, that special place in the growth of God's kingdom, in the growth of His tree. I think David here is describing not only an olive tree, but a tree which we can become part of. A tree in where each of us can find stability. A tree in which each of us can find a strength that is unknown to each one of us. This is in God. This is being grafted into God's tree. And each of us this morning cannot just become a wonderful tree for God, but a tree that is grafted into God's roots. And not only that, by doing that, we can then flourish. We can then become something which is strong in God, in God's living, in God's loving, in God's nourishment, in God's strength, and in God's tree. What a wonderful place that would be. So my challenge this morning is for you to take on that game and say, what kind of tree am I? And where would you place yourself? Would you place yourself as an individual, as a tree standing predominantly by yourself? You might say, yeah, I'm going to be that mighty oak. But how quickly can that tumble under the axe? Or under the chainsaw as they are now. But you can be grafted into God's tree. You can become that olive. Just as David speaks here of being like an olive tree. What kind of tree are you? Amen.